from KQED.
Well, we're down to the last segment of 2010, and what better way to ring out the year than with our pop music critic Steve Hockman and jazz and world music guru Andrew Gilbert. Hey, guys.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
All right, listen, I know it's hard to boil down an entire year of music into 10 songs or albums, but let's give it a shot. What I'm going to do is ask each of you for your top three albums in reverse order for the year 2010. And I'm going to begin with you, Andy. Tell us your number three pick and why.
It's an album by a Santa Cruz band called Sambada. What I love about this album, it's called Gente, which is people in Portuguese. And it's as if you took a slice of Salvador de Bahia, the heart of Afro-Brazilian culture, and plunked it down in Santa Cruz. So we're going to listen to the first track, Iguana, and it's sort of like you hear this cross between samba reggae and a blast of surf rock.
Andy, that's definitely making me feel like I need some sunshine and sand somewhere.
Absolutely. It's dancing on the beach music.
Yeah. All right, Steve Hockman, over to you. Pop music. What's your number three on the list?
There's nowhere better to start than looking back almost 35 years to the roots of L.A. punk. And back then we had Black Flag. Today we have Off. What connects them is they're both fronted by Keith Morris. He was the original singer in Black Flag, and he and Stephen McDonald from Red Cross and a couple other guys with strong roots in L.A. punk have put together this new band, Off. They've put out four EPs. They've collected them as the first four EPs, 16 songs in 17 minutes. There's one song that we're going to play, Darkness, which is 50 seconds long. You know, this is music for the new depression, I suppose.
See, people tuning in the middle of that might think they were listening to a pirate radio station.
Fine with me.
Insecticide never sounded so good. Andy, let's go back to you. Number two on your jazz and world music list. And I think you've got a music professor on there.
Well, she is. She's been a professor at Cal for the last 4 or 5 years. Myra Melford, pianist, composer. So this is her sextet, Be Bread. This sort of suite of music from her album, The Whole Tree Gone. She just writes these incredibly beautiful themes. We're going to listen to the first track, Through the Same Gate. Just gorgeous textures.
Myra Melford. Steve Hockman, back to you. Number two on your list, you describe it as kind of a hip-hop symphony.
Well, that's how this is billed. It's called Brass, Bows, and Beats. It's so hard to describe because it's just about everything. Composer Adam Theus, it almost sounds like on the way to the gig, he just, you know, picked up everybody with an instrument. You know, he went through the BART stations and picked up all the buskers. But it works. It's this amazing, ambitious, sprawling symphony that involves hip-hop and rock and funk and classical. But just to give a flavor of just the spirit of this, I want to play part of Sweet Memory Part 2, which features singer Karen Page. It's just a remarkable, affecting track.
So we're down to your number one picks, and Andy, at the top of your list, sadly, is someone who died this month.
That's right. The great James Moody, saxophonist, flute player, extraordinaire, died at 85, had lived in San Diego with his wife, Linda, for the last 20 years or so. just so respected. And you talk to musicians who played with him, they all said no one was younger at heart, was always working on his craft. So we're going to hear, might be one of his last recordings, an album called 4B. And it's James Moody with just a top-notch New York rhythm section playing an old bebop anthem, Hot House. Now, this is usually played at a breakneck tempo, but Moody slows it down, and so you can really hear Tad Dameron's beautiful melody.
All right, Steve Hockman, we're down to your number one top LP on the pop music list, and it's a solo album, a first.
Alan Johannes goes back to the 70s when he went to Fairfax High with members of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He and his wife, Natasha Schneider, had a band together called 11 for many years. Natasha died 2 years ago, so this is another case where loss is at the center of an album. Alan finally has made his first solo album. It's all about that loss. He played every single instrument, sang every single note on it. And if you didn't even know what it was about, I think you'd find this to be a remarkable record.
Yeah, you're so sweetly saying the things that will kill me. Just to the edge of this life, gentle God.
Well, guys, that was just your top three, and I know you've picked a top 10 list, and both of them are on our website, right?
Yeah. In fact, I think I'm going to go with more than 10. There's just too much good music to choose from.
And it's a good chance to highlight some of the things that we didn't get to during the year in our reviews. There were really – it really was a great year.
Well, I want to wish you both a lot of health, a lot of happiness in 2011, and let's hope for some terrific new music, too.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you so much, Scott. Same to all of you.
That's Andrew Gilbert, jazz and world music reviewer, and pop music critic Steve Hockman with Spinner.com. And as I said, you'll find their entire top 10 list for 2010 at our website. It's CaliforniaReport.org.